Good morning. Welcome to Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. Tony Sincotta here on a Tuesday morning. You know, it's Tuesday morning, and I'm drinking a little coffee because it ain't Tuesday morning. I'm actually recording this Monday night, so usually I wake up in the morning doing it, but I'm being proactive today. And today we're going to target late round home run hitters. So you're in your draft, you get short on power. One of the things that you want to do is you try not to get home runs and then end up failing in every other category. Get a 205 batting average, like a rough note at Odor, not enough runs scored, not enough RBIs, and you're just going after the home runs and you're going to fail in four other categories. The thing in baseball, it isn't like it used to be. I use the rough net Odor situation. Dave Kingman was a guy that used to hit you 50 home runs, and then you hoped that he hit 200. Adam Dunn was another guy like that. Well, now batting average has dropped to mid-250s in Major League Baseball, and you have everybody hitting 20 home runs at least that plays in Major League Baseball. And in fact, if you go back to the 2019 season, you look at it, only 15 Major League Baseball players who had enough at-bats to qualify, only 22 had 15 home runs or less. 22 had 15 home runs or less. A lot of people blame that on the baseball, so we'll see what happens with the baseballs this year. If they're still made, you know, in a factory in Korea for 18 cents a dollar an hour. And had tight seams, and balls go bang, bang, bang. We don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I'm going to have a little more black coffee in me. A little more black coffee. I'm a little fired up tonight. So good about talking about fantasy baseball and not talking about the Houston Astros, man. People hung up on that stuff. I don't care how you go one way or the other, but let's get some baseball. Let's get it on the field, all right? First, we're going to target going number 148 overall, which ain't late. I'm going to give you two players in the 10th round. Then I'm going to go to the rounds 277 overall and 337 overall. This is a guy that actually has a lot of talent to be picked where he is right now, and that's Franmil Reyes, who last year played with the San Diego Padres and the Cleveland Indians, outfielder slash DH. He's going to hit in the middle batting order, probably number five in that Cleveland batting order. This is a guy that was over Major League Baseball in home runs, over the Major League Baseball average, in batting average. He's projected to have 85 runs scored, 97 RBIs, all over Major League Baseball. And here's the thing, when you look at what he did last season, I think there's a young player that could actually improve on it. And one of the things that we look at is he had the 28% strikeout rate last year, right? At the minor league level, we're talking at 19-23% there. So I think the strikeouts could come down. We're looking at a Padres in 285 at-bats last year in 2018. He hit 280. Then he changed leagues, became unfamiliar. Went dropped down to 249. I'm looking at a guy that's going to hit 30 home runs because the home run power is there. The RBI is going to be there. But I think at worst you're going to get is a 255 batting average from this guy. It's definitely going to come up from the 249. So Franmil Reyes is a guy you should absolutely be targeting right there. I'm going to give you another guy that I like around the same position, and you could see the differences here. Welcome back. Good morning, Fantasy Baseball. My name's Tony Sincotta. That was the longest cough button in the world. I was choking on myself there. Also going number 148 is Chicago Cubs outfielder Kyle Schwarber, 26 years of age. Schwarber, remember when he came in the league as a catcher, then had to go to the outfield, then couldn't play defense, was embarrassed in the postseason with his defensive liabilities in the outfield. He seems to put that behind him last year with 38 home runs, 82 runs scored, and 92 RBIs. And the batting average was at 250, 238 prior to that. So I'm looking at a guy that's going to hit anywhere from 240 to 250. He'll get you about 8 points under the league batting average. But you're going to pick up in RBIs. You're going to hit home runs. And you're going to pick up in runs scored. So three out of the five categories, we're going to be there. I think Franmil Reyes is actually a little better than Kyle Schwarber because I think we're going to have a better batting average there. And I think they'll be very similar home runs, RBIs there. The one thing is, I think Reyes will get an opportunity with DH in the American League to have guaranteed at-bats. So I think Reyes becomes a better option than Kyle Schwarber. As it is, though, I've got Kyle Schwarber right now on more of my teams, and I'm hoping that switches as draft continues going forward. You look at Schwarber, the strikeout total's 25%, so he's striking out every fourth at bat. It's down from 2 years ago at 30%. Like I said, 26 years of age. This kid keeps getting better and better. I think a lot of us still think of Kyle Schwarber as a player in Joe Maddon's doghouse, a guy that wasn't getting on the field. He's going to play every day on this Cubs team. Last year he had 610 at-bats. You could put him in there in the 10th round. It's still a great, great investment for home runs. Now let's move a little further down in the draft and look for some gems a little later. And next we're going to Baltimore Orioles. And if you drafted anyone on the Baltimore Orioles, they're going to be later in the draft. And that's Renato Nunez, third base, DH. Last year, 31 home runs. 31 home runs there. Hit 244, which again gets you about 10, 12 points out of the league average. But he delivered a run scored in RBIs. He's going to hit fourth in that Orioles lineup. He only struck out 24% in today's baseball. For a guy that you're getting at number 27 overall, Renato Nunez is a place you can go for some late round power. If you've added up your totals, and you should be keeping track of your totals as you go in the draft, and you should have a benchmark that you're trying to hit, and you find you need home runs and you're short in home runs, number 277 overall, Renato Nunez, anytime you can get a cleanup hitter on any team, you got to look at drafting that at 277. And here's the thing with Baltimore, right? They play in the American League East. Camden Yards, great hitters ballpark. Yankee Stadium, great hitters ballpark. Fenway Park, great hitters ballpark. In the Sky Dome, Rogers Center, whatever they call it these days, great hitters ballpark. So you're in a great offensive division. The guy's the cleanup hitter, and he's going 277 overall. Absolutely a guy you can target late for home runs. I think we're in no way he doesn't come anywhere between 27 to 32 home runs there. And we have the ability to improve with the lack of strikeouts, that batting average I think we could see from Nunez. This is not a guy that struck out a lot in the minors. At AAA in 2017 for the Oakland Athletics, he struck out 26.5% of the time. And that was the most. At AAA with the A's in 2016, 21% of the time. And then single A, 20% of the time. So it's a guy that has made contact throughout his career, and you could go ahead and take a look at. Now, last but not least, a guy that if you have enough picks in your draft, you draft this guy because he's going number 337 overall. So some of your leagues, you don't pick 337 players. But this guy, you got to watch in spring training. It's a guy you got to watch the first couple of weeks of the season. And that's Travis Shaw, now the first baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays. In a lot of leagues, only eligible at third base. This is a guy in 2017, 2018, hit over 30 home runs. Then came in the last season, got in love with one of these analytics lessons, right? And decided he was going to uppercut his swing and change his swing. And it turned into be a complete disaster for Travis Shaw. A complete disaster. He was absolutely terrible. 270 at-bats, he had 7 home runs in a 157 batting average. 2018, we're talking about 32 home runs, 241. And then 2017, 31 homers and 273. This is a guy that was a part-time player in the Boston organization and went to Milwaukee, blossomed, good offensive ballpark. I see the same thing in Toronto coming back to the American League East. I think that this is a guy that might not get drafted in leagues that's going to hit us 30 home runs. The batting average is going to suffer. I think that we saw the 240s, and I think that's what we're going to be hoping for. But I think that you're going to hit 90-plus RBIs, 70 runs scored, and gives you an opportunity to succeed. So four guys that I'm targeting a little later in the drafts when you're behind in home runs. is the first one would be round 10 in most leagues, 148 overall. They're both going Franmil Reyes, Kyle Schwarber. I'm thinking you're going to get 35 to 40 home runs from both these guys. I give Reyes the nod over Schwarber. Renato Nunez at 277 overall. I think he can cut back on the strikeouts this year and hit a little better for average, but get us the 30 home runs and, of course, RBIs and runs scored. Cleanup hitter in Baltimore. Anytime it's a cleanup hitter, you're there. And then Travis Shaw coming off a disaster. Let's give him a mulligan and get him back in business. You're listening to Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. My name is Tony Cicada. Head over to Facebook.com. Look up Good Morning Fantasy Baseball. Join the group and make sure you get all the podcasts as they happen. We'll see you on Wednesday.